What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 418. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about the adverse effects of medications given for acute agitation in the emergency department. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode418. The article for this episode is titled Risk Factors for Sedation-Related Events During Acute Agitation Management in the Emergency Department. The lead author is Celine Yap, and this was published in Academic Emergency Medicine, July 2019. Sedation for acute agitation carries a risk to the patient, often of adverse respiratory and/or cardiovascular effects. The need for sedation in acute agitation is often unavoidable, as significant physical harm may come to the patient and/or staff otherwise. Knowledge of adverse event frequencies can help design empiric regimens for the best possible outcomes. The authors of this study sought to determine the incidence, nature, and risk factors for adverse events among patients who receive parenteral sedation for acute agitation in an emergency department setting. The study was a prospective observational trial in 12 emergency departments in Australia. Over 900 adult patients who received IV or IM sedation for acute agitation were included. The primary outcome was the number of patients who experienced at least one adverse event. Multivariable logistic regression was used to identify factors associated with adverse events. About two-thirds of the patients were male. The age range was 18 to 95 years, but the median age skewed younger at 34 years. In about 1 in 6 patients, there was at least one adverse event. Oxygen desaturation occurred most commonly, with an incidence of 7.4%, followed by airway obstruction at 3.6%. Cardiovascular effects were more rare, with bradycardia, hypotension, and QTC prolongation occurring each with an incidence less than 2%. There were no deaths or adverse events that met the definition of serious. Three factors were identified in multivariable logistic regression to be associated with an adverse event: age 65 years and older, with an odds ratio of 2.8, more than one type of parenteral sedation administered within 60 minutes with an odds ratio of 2.1, or alcohol intoxication with an odds ratio of 1.8. The authors concluded sedation-related adverse events are common, especially respiratory events. Elderly patients, sedation with multiple sedatives, and alcohol intoxication increase the risk. In addition to the factors associated with adverse events, the authors found that droperidol had the lowest chance of adverse event of all the medications used. Olanzapine had the most cardiovascular events, most frequently bradycardia. However, since all adverse events resolved without long-term problems, the authors concluded that olanzapine was further proven safe for acute agitation by the study. One particular area the study highlights for pharmacists to focus on is the increased risk of adverse effect to patients when more than one sedative agent is administered within 60 minutes. An ED-based pharmacist can impact this category in three ways. 1. Help to ensure that the first dose of medication given is adequate, taking into account patient-specific attributes. 2. Educate clinicians on the onset, peak, and duration of effect for commonly used ED sedatives to ensure that clinicians are aware when there's a chance for medications to overlap their effects. And 3. Identify patients who have received multiple sedatives within 60 minutes for acute agitation and recommend patient-specific monitoring plans to ensure that adverse effects are anticipated and promptly managed if they occur. To get access to my free download area with 20 different resources to help hospital pharmacists in their practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.